Hechevra, first of all, before we start the shiur, I want to wish a seischem l'shalom to a lot of the chevra in the room. Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of chevra in the room who have a flight this upcoming week to Eretz Yisrael, to spend the summer in Eretz Yisrael. Mimir Hashem, we should all be joining you. Bekarov, we should all have flights this week. Mimir Hashem, you should be zayich to go and to stay and never have to come back to Chutz La'aretz. But most importantly, for the time being, to have tremendous hatzlacha and tiyata d'shmaya, and the avodas hakodesh that you're going to do, to be involved in ruchnius, in kedusha, in learning, in kirev, in b'mashbia. And Emir Hashem, it's you're going at a zman. You're going at a zman of churban in a certain sense. We're in Tammuz already. Going to enter into Shivas B'Tam is the 3 weeks, the 9 days, Tisha B'Av. If we're not Zoichet Gula, B'Meir B'Meinu. So, Meir Hashem, you should go to be Nepach Miyagon L'Simcha. Through the aura of Torah, through the aura of Ruchnius, we can elevate all that's so low into the highest of places. You should have tremendous Hatzlach until we're Zoichet to be together with you, B'Kar of Mamish.
Amen.
You know, we've entered into the month of Tammuz, as we just explained. And Tammuz, on so many levels, can be looked at a very, very low month. First of all, just the obvious we've been speaking about for the last few weeks, the summer months, and Tammuz is really the beginning of that, has its challenges in very, very, very difficult ways. The nice weather, often the lack of structure in one's day, the way that lo'aleinu people dress. We don't have to even, it's not even the type of, forget about going to the beach or going to the pool, forgetting about that, just walking down the street. It's a tremendous nisayon in Shemir Tanayim. Tremendous. And then coupled with what we're going to enter into, for Nazaych and Mashiach of Kainu B'Meir B'Yameinu, we're going to enter into the Zman of Churban of Bein Mitzarim, which is always a Zman that we commemorate the tragedies of Klal Yisrael, not just Churban Beis Hamikdash, but tragedies throughout our ages. And somehow, when we see that's how the calendar goes, it shouldn't be this year, Bez Hashem's Baruch, it'll be only Simcha and Bracha and Moed. But in past years, it's a time that there are tremendous, tremendous tragedies. So Tammuz could be a very difficult month. We just entered into Tammuz this past week, this past Sunday, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. I want to share with you a deep Torah. It's a Torah we've shared before, years ago. Some of the Chevra maybe remembers years ago in Camp Hask, I believe I shared this Torah. The Arizal brings down, Al Pi Kabbalah, that every month of the year, Ixkneged a Chelek of Shem Hashem in the following way. If you take Shem Hashem of Adlas, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, how we pronounce Shem Havaya, right? How we pronounce Yud Kevavke, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the master of the world, the master of the universe. So each of those letters, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, has a miloy of three letters. Aleph is Aleph with the miloy, with the way that we vocalize the letter is Aleph Lamed Pei. Dalet is Dalet Lamed Tav. Nun is Nun Vav Nun, and Yud is Yud Vav Dalet. So each of those letters has a miloy of three letters. So four letters with a miloy of three letters, very simple math. You could do it. 4 times 3. It's 12. Very good. Baruch Hashem. You think sometimes in the summer you forget everything, you know? So there are 12 letters. 12 months in the year. Each of the letters that Rizal brings down, Al Pi Kabbalah, is connected to a different month. Obviously, it's very, very deep. But if we start the month starting in Nisan, so Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan, is the Aleph, Aleph Lamed Pei. Aleph is Shem, is Hashem, Aleph is one, Aleph is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan represents Geula, represents Anoich Hashem HaKecha Asher Tisicha Meir Tzitzrayim. So it incorporates the entire Aleph until Kabbalah Zatayr, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megal himself to the Ganz Welt. So that makes sense in a certain way. On some level, we could understand. So then Tammuz enters into the Dalet. And if we look at the month of Tammuz and Av, these very difficult months, these months of Churban, it makes actually a lot of sense. Tammuz and Av is Dalet and Lamed of the Dalet. Dalet and Lamed spells out Dol. Dol is lowly, is impoverished. So Dalet and Lamed are the months of Tammuz and Av, up here, the Arizal. So if we stop there, that's very depressing. It's not so exciting. But we have to understand, this is what we have to understand, that the word dull could mean very low. But the word dull could also have another meaning. As we say in Tehillim and Kefet Lamed, as you all know from our Tfilos, our Mimcha Hashem, ki dilisani. Ki dilisani. And dilisani doesn't mean we're low. That dilisani means He lifts us up. The word dull has a duality to it. It could mean you're very low, but it also could mean you're low in order to be lifted up. Ki dilisani. So each and every one of us has to remember and to be mechazik ourselves, specifically during these days that are very challenging, that even though inherently they might be dull, inherently they might be times of churban and difficulty and tragedy and nisyonos of the summer months, there's also an opportunity of ki dilisani. There's an opportunity to elevate ourselves in our relationship with Hashem in a very beautiful way. And it's our avodah to be nepach miyagon l'simcha. It's our avodah to take this challenge and be matzliach. And if we're matzliach, we're taking the lowest and placing it into the highest of places. Because sometimes it's easy to be a ben Torah in the best of times, in when it's so conducive, and when we're in the proper structure, in the proper environment, and the challenges are not great. And if I could be that ben Torah when the challenges are great, if I could be that ben Torah in the more difficult times, and the more difficult of places, ki dilisani, I've reached the highest of places. Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, the beginning of Bein HaMetzarim. Shiva Asar B'Tammuz is the 17th day of Tammuz. 17 is also Gematria Toiv. If we take it and we turn it into a Moed, Karlei Moed, ultimately Tisha B'Av is going to be. And it's our Avodah. And that's how we have to look at this time. As an opportunity to grow. As an opportunity of Ki Dilisani. For each and every one of us. But how specifically? So we say it all the time here. And you can't not say it tonight when we're still within the week, when I say within the week of the Yortzai, 3 days of the Yortzai, meaning of Pikabola, when you look at the Yortzai, we know the Yortzai of a Tzaddik is a very special day, and there's a special Koyach HaTfilah by the Tzaddik, and there's a special connection to the Neshama of the Tzaddik back in this world, more so than the rest of the year. Gimel Tammuz, this past Monday night and Tuesday, was the Yortzai of Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal. This past Tuesday, Gimel Tammuz was the Yortzai of Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal. Obviously, I don't have to say that to most of us here. We all know that. I'm assuming most of us were by the oil. We have the schus. I have to say that. I mean, lemaiso. We have this. If there's very few schusim as far as our makom where we live, we all want to be, and as many as you are, going to Eretz Yisrael. And there's very few that we can say inherently that there's kedusha in the makom that we live. Very little. We're here to be mekadesh the makom, because we have to be here for whatever reason it might be. But one of the few zechusim of this makom that we live in the five towns is that a 10-minute drive, we're by the oil of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, that's all. That we have a makom of Bechinas Eretz Yisrael as brought down in Chazal. It's ki'ilu davening kibbutz tzaddikim, ki'ilu davening by Marsan Achpelah, Chazal says. And we have that opportunity. And the yortzai of a tzaddik. So I'm assuming, I'm not going to ask any questions, but I'm assuming everyone in this room was there on the yortzeit. Whether you waited online for 2 hours or not to get in mamish by the oil or not, that's okay. That depends who you are and what will do it for you. That I don't think you had a chiv. Obviously, I as a koyin don't do that anyways. But I'm assuming we were all there. Okay. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal used to always teach us, you have to live with the parasha. You have to live with the parasha. That when we learn a parasha, we say this here all the time, but we have to say it in His name. When you learn a parasha, it's not just a historical remembrance of the past. But the Rebbeinu Shlomo made it that the parasha should be right now, at this point in our individual lives, and global lives of Klal Yisrael, teach us lessons for this time. For right now. The Gemara and the Megillah explains this as well, why certain parashas are set up at certain times. And you have the klolos right before Rosh Hashanah, as we know. So if this is the first Shabbos Kodesh of Tammuz, Yes, thank you. What do you mean, Rebbe? Last week was Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, but it wasn't Tammuz Shabbos, right? First day of Tammuz was Sunday. So the first Shabbos of Tammuz is this Shabbos. The parsha of this Shabbos must give us the key of how our Mimcha Hashem Kiddush Sani must give us the key of how to flip around all the tzaras and the difficulties and this yoinus of Tammuz and Av and lift it up to the highest of places. So we open up this week's parsha. Zayis Chukas HaTorah. The Hail Gepara Aduma. Zayis Chukas HaTorah. So before we go anywhere else, even though we all know it, just like we're all the oil, we all know this Torah. We can't go anywhere without first just saying over the Arachayim HaKadosh. It's one of the most important Torahs to know. One of the most important Torahs, I think, in Kol HaTorah Kula. The Arachayim HaKadosh, the beginning of this week's parasha, he asked the famous question. Zoyis Chukas HaTorah. This is the law of the Torah. And it goes on to explain Paraduma. This is the law of the Torah. As if to say it's the most important law in the entire Torah. Parah Aduma. This crazy chayk that we don't understand, and taking a red cow and burning the ashes, someone is tummy and has to be sprinkled with them, and the kohen becomes tummy and the person becomes tar. Like, I in last year's 5 minute halach, 5 minute Torah on that. But really, Zoyis Chukas HaTorah? Okay, Shkoyach, tell me, Zoyis Chukas Tumah V'Tarah. These are the laws of Tumah V'Tarah. Zoyis Chukas Paraduma. These are the laws of Paraduma. Zoyis Chukas HaTorah with a Hei Yedir. This is the law of the Torah. What's his pshat? Let me read you the words of the Arachayim HaKadosh. You know it, I know you know it, but we have to chazer it. We also know this week's Parshas Chukas and has the Paradum in it. Shkoyach, we're going to learn it again. And you did Shnai Mechmerach Atargum on it. Because, as we said, Torah is not just a historical knowing ideas. It's living a life of Torah. It's constantly understanding Shivan Panim of Torah. And even in our Chayim HaKadosh that we chazed through and we've learned through many times, maybe it can hit us in a way that we never understood before, we never thought of before. The Chayim HaKadosh says, B'derech Remez Yirtav Omer Chukas HaTorah. The Torah was trying to teach us by saying Chukas HaTorah the following. She'im yikaimu mitzvah zu. If you fulfill this mitzvah of Paraduma. Hagam hayosah choyka b'loitam. Even though it's a law with no reason, with no understanding. Mala aleim akosuv ki'ilu kaimu HaTorah shartziv Hashem lemor. The Pasuk teaches as if I've kept the entire Torah. Kikiyam a mitzvah below tam. If you're going to accept the Torah with accept a mitzvah, you're going to fulfill a mitzvah without a reason. Yagir atzidkus hamuna. It tells it's a testimony that you truly deeply believe the righteous belief that you have. Vaskomas hanefesh, and how your soul has agreed l'kayim kol mitzvah zavari, to keep all mitzvos. It's not just you picking and choosing. It's not just, I understand, it makes sense, I'm going to do it. If I do a mitzvah, then I have no understanding of surely I'll do every mitzvah. V'zelcha ois, this is going to be the sign. V'ulaiki l'tam zerat Hashem t'timzar lehem ha-mitzvah b'derech chuka. Maybe that's even the reason why Hashem gave us such a chuk. As in Nisoyim to see, am I really an Eved Hashem? Will I do it even when it makes no sense? Zoyis chukas ha-torah. Nothing more important. To be an Eved Hashem means I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu because He tells me what to do. He says jump, I say hi. If I understand it, beautiful and wonderful. If it's meaningful to me and I could be besimcha in it, great. But even if not, I do it with the same hislavas, with the same passion. Because I'm not serving myself, I'm serving Hashem. If we stop there, it's enough. We could just talk about this Yisoid. Remember, that could be it. Anyone wants could get up and leave, you got enough. Emes. Watch yourself. Unless you're going to do what we talk about, then you could leave. Then I draw on you leave any moment. And then we go out to celebrate with Suda Soda. Suda Simcha Shel Mitzvah. We'd have at such a Suda, we'd have Basar during the 9 days at such a Suda. We'd have Suda Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Mamish such a Suda. I would. I'll fly to throw a Basar. Anyways, the Maisa, getting back to what we're discussing. What are we discussing? A chayk, you know, I got a call from a guy this week. He started a particular summer program. He's back, a guy, he's back from Eretz Yisrael, Shana Aleph, and he, Baruch Hashem, did beautifully in Eretz Yisrael. He's a Ben Torah, Nevet Hashem, Bal Yerushalayim. He came to speak to me already before the summer program began. How nervous he was that he's going to be in the company of Nashim Tzikanios, of young women. And all year long, Baruch Hashem, he was strong and he was in the Beis Medrash, and it wasn't something that he came. He was someone that in high school, how do you say it? He was a big flirt. Say it very passionate, he was a big flirt. Wonderful young man, even in high school, but a big flirt. He enjoyed that. It's very much part of his personality. And over the year, Baruch Hashem, he got into learning, and he got into, in a way, he was already learning prior, even on some level, but meaning on a deeper level, and he was sitting in the Beis Medrash. He was mamish, omud shal Beis Medrash. And it wasn't anything, he didn't have to battle at all. He just sat in the Beis Medrash all day. There was nothing, it wasn't in front of his face, but here he's in a particular makum. And they're everywhere. That's how it is in this makom. Lamaisa is doing tremendous chesed. Well, you know, I'm even Yavin, whatever it is, we don't have to say. He's doing tremendous chesed, but they're everywhere. So he was before even it started, this makom, he came and we discussed it and I gave him some eitzah and how to balance in the proper way. But then he went up that orientation. In this makom, they have orientation. And he called me from there. He mamish was like, he says, Rebbe, I can't do it. I can't do it. Forget it. It's over. There's nothing to talk about. I'm going to be koveit mutayra and learn. And I'm not going to, lemaisa, I'll walk out of the summer single. That I'll tell you, but I cannot. So not who I am. He says, the first day I walked around with my eyes to the ground. And I felt like a fake. I felt like it wasn't who I was. So then I realized I'm supposed to be a mensch. And I was like saying hello and just waving. Okay, fun, shkoyach. But I can't even do that. I'm a flirt. It is who I am. And Imam says, I can't do it. I can't do it. What do you want from me? So that's exactly why you have to do it. Exactly why you have to do it. Because you don't want to do it. He even used those words. He says, I don't want to. I push it, don't want to. I says, you don't want to? That's exactly what you have to. Because when you want to, does that say that you're an Eved Hashem on any level? When you want it and you enjoy it, Shkoyach, maybe you're just serving yourself. So Shkoyach, we enjoy going Simchas Torah and dancing with the Torahs. I'd also enjoy maybe jumping around some club in the city. Lamaisa, is that a raya that I'm in such an Eved Hashem? I'm loving it, I'm enjoying it, it's Tanuk. It's when I say I don't want to do it. When I don't understand it, when it's not who I am, but the Eibishter wants it for me. The Eibishter wants me to wake up early and go to Minyan. The Eibishter wants me to wake up early and die, and have a Koveitim L'Toyer and have a Seder and learning, even though I'm working all day, or whatever it might be. Zoyz Chukas HaTorah. And the Arachayim HaKadosh tells us Zoyz Chukas HaTorah. It's the Raya Kolat that we would keep Kolat Torah Kulat. That's when it's meaningful today, Bishter. When it's hard, when I don't want to, when I don't understand it. So that's the Arachayim HaKadosh. But let's understand a little bit tonight. Why specifically that Yisoid? Why is that Yisoid taught to us specifically by Paraduma? Shkoyach, the Rebbeinu Shem wanted to teach us by a Choyk. This concept of Zoyz Chukas HaTorah, how important that is to the Eibishter, and how meaningful that is as an Eved Hashem. And that all makes sense to each and every one of us. But why by Paraduma, the other Chukim in the Torah? So you say, no, but this is the quintessential one. Anyone in this room could explain to me Shatnas? You have any idea why it's important to the Rabbona Shalom that if I get a suit, and the Chvesnes is a Hugo Boss suit, I have to go to the tailor, and have to make sure that the tailor flips up the collar, and takes out, because there's a linen collar stay in the suit, so he has to take out that little stay, and he's going to put in a Chvesnes, a wool or cotton one, it's going to cost me $50 extra to the $700 suit I already bought, but Shkoyach, so I don't have Shatnes in my suit. That, you understand why? That makes sense to anybody in this room. It's a Chayk! It's a Chayk, we don't understand why. So maybe an Eibishter could have told us, Zois Chukas Klayim. Zois, but not Zois. Zois Chukas HaTorah, with such a lashon, zoy zchukas haTorah by klayim by shatnas. Why do you do it by paraduma? Additionally, I want to understand tonight. Later in the parasha, we have a very famous pasuk which we've quoted so many times at this table. Zoyis haTorah Adam kiyamas ba'ayel. Zoyis haTorah Adam kiyamas ba'ayel. Is there? It sounds so similar. In Zoyis chukas haTorah. Zoyis haTorah Adam kiyamas ba'ayel. Is there a connection within our parasha, within the same parak, to Zoyis chukas haTorah? So let's start to understand, Chavra. You know, last week in Shir we discussed. We discussed for a little bit when we were learning about the Ketores, if the Chevra remembers, about how death brings about Tumah. And we all know this. Avia voisa Tumah is a dead body. And why is it that death brings about Tumah? What is it within death that brings about Tumah? So we explained last week already, and everybody explains in this way, what is death? It's the separation of the guf and the neshama. The neshama, the soul, the ruchnius of the individual is leaving the person, going back to Shemayim, and leaving that person as a guf, b'li neshama, a body without a soul, which is Tumah. Which is Tumah. Tumah is that gashmi, that guf, b'li ruchni klal, without any spirituality. That's what Tumah is. And specifically, when you had it and it separated it, it's even much worse. You lost all your ruchnis. You lost all your kedusha. The Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal, years ago, I saw this. So whenever I'm by the oil, specifically on the yard side, and I try, usually when I'm by the oil, I try to pick up one of the svarim of the Rebbe and just learn a Torah. But definitely on the yard side. This past Monday night, when we were all there, because I don't know if you were all there at the same time, I was there very, very late at night, ended up, because early. We went after early in the morning.
Okay.
You can say it's whichever way you look at it. So it was somewhere 3 o'clock in the morning, 3:30 in the morning. Because we first had, Baruch Hashem, a very beautiful chasana. It was made on Haba, the Rav Berish Friedman, the Ruv, from around the corner here. It was a very special tzaddik himself. See, his son, Fischl. the sweetest Fischl. Fischl's very sweet. So Fischl was a chasan, married the Spinker Rebbe's daughter, youngest daughter. It was Mamish Meiridik, the chasana. I thought we'd go. The Chevra went with Ichamatl and Gershon David. Gershon David's still sleeping from that night. Where is he?
Still there.
Could be still dancing. I hear. So we went. I thought we'd go for an hour, tanz, see the Rebbe, give a mazel tov. We stayed for the mitzvah tanz. You couldn't leave. It was like mamish. It was incredible. The feeling of simcha and ruchnius and kedusha. The mitzvah tanz, to watch the Spinker Rebbe do the mitzvah tanz by his daughter was one of the highlights of my life. Emes. There was something about it. The niggin, it was incredible. It was mamish incredible. So we ended up staying there till close to 2 in the morning, and then until we got to the oil, it was late. So this year I saw a Torah I'm not going to share right now, maybe another time. A few years ago on the yard side, I saw the following Torah. It's usually this week's parasha. It's around now. It was also Chukas. They always make up these kuntrases, these pamphlets with Torahs of the Rebbe for the Gimel Tamas. Maybe they think he said it this year, but okay, that's another discussion for another time. We know the MS. L'maisa, so he said as follows. Chayk. We understand Chayk, Zoyis Chukas HaTorah. Zoyis chukas haTorah to mean a law, b'li tam, a law without a reasoning, without an understanding. But chayk could also mean etched in. Chaykek, it's etched. Zoyis chukas haTorah, the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal taught, means this is the law that has to be etched on your heart. This is the law that has to be within you always. You have to always live with this law. This law of paraduma? This law of Tumah V'Tahara of why you need Paraduma, meaning what? A sudden Siv Shalom, the Slonim Rebbe, brings down that Zoyis Chukas HaTorah, the Chuk of our life that it's Yeshed in our heart, Lefid L'Lav Jeremy, is what? This concept of Tumah V'Tahara. This concept that when a person dies and the Ruchnius and the Neshama leaves, you're left in a state of Tumah. Meaning to understand that if you want to be Kaddosh and you want to be Ruchni, it's only through the Neshama. It's only through the soul. It's only through our connection to the Eibishter. And when I'm left without my neshama, I'm tuma, I'm nothing. I have nothing left. So therefore, the more in touch that we are with our neshama, the more in touch we are with our ruchnias, the more alive we are, and the more kaddish and Torah we are. The less we're in touch with our neshama, the less we're in touch, and I give in to the gashmis of this world, and I'm running after the taivas of this world, so I'm tummy myself. That's Zoyis Chukas HaTorah. That's why the Kedushas Levi, the Berditchover, brings this also down at the beginning of this parasha. And that's why the Kedushas Levi explains that when it comes to tzaddikim, we know based on the Halakha Zohar, Kivri Tzaddikim Eino Metamim. Kivri Tzaddikim Eino Metamim. The Kever of a Tzaddik is not Metame. You know why? Because the Kever of a Tzaddik is someone who's so Kaddish, so holy. A Tzaddik is someone that takes his whole essence and takes his Neshama that's Chelek L'Kamimal and Mekadish his Guf to such an extent that the Neshama never leaves it. Because even when he dies and the Neshama goes to Shemayim, his Guf was so Kaddish, it's Kehilu and Neshama still. So there's no Tuma. He was not involved in anything Gashmi. Kivir Tzaddikim Einam Etamim. There are Tzaddikim who hold a Kohen can go to a Kever of a Tzaddik. Because it's Einam Etamim. It's not Tomei. It's Mamish not Tomei. This is what it means also Tzaddikim Afilu B'Misasam Chai. A tzaddik, when they die, they're still alive. They're not tomei. Because they mekadish themselves such a mock, such a kaddish, mamish the guf is ki'ilu and neshama. Tzaddikim have reached such levels where their guf is mamish a walking sefer Torah, not just their neshama. And that's our avodah. Zoyis chukas haTorah, you know what I mean? He asked on our lives to understand the difference between tumah and tahara. To understand why one would need a paraduma. To understand that I have to be connected to Ruchnias always. And not chas v'sholom be wasting away in the world of taiva, the world of money, and the world of noshim, and mamish, that which is all gashmi. Because then I'm tame. I'm ke'ilo, I'm a walking dead man. That's what it comes down to. Do I want to be alive or do I want to be dead? So I could be, even I could be physically dead and I'm alive like a tzaddik, or I could be physically alive and I'm dead. If I'm not connected to Ruchnius. Zoyis Chukas HaTorah. And obviously Zoyis Chukas HaTorah, Tumah V'Tahara, obviously only through Torah is the only essence and the only way that I can be Kaddish myself in this world. Moshe Rabbeinu reached such a level. That's how the Halakha Ziv Shalom explains something else in this week's parasha. We all know in our parasha is also the Ma'isa Mei Meriva, right? A Pella, how Moshe Rabbeinu, probably, arguably, the greatest of human beings of all of history. Arguably, if you looked at who was the biggest tzaddik of all time, many people would suggest Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the one that brought us the Torah. He was the only one that has aspakari in the era that had conversations with God. Yet he did something wrong. Every school child knows what he did wrong. He hit the rock. He hit the rock. He was supposed to talk to the rock. He hit the rock. You understand, through Chazal, he wasn't just supposed to talk to the rock. He was supposed to learn Torah by the rock. It's all another Torah for another time. So how did Moshe Rabbeinu mess up? Moshe Rabbeinu really messed up. And he's punished. He doesn't enter Eretz Yisrael. You're going to get on a plane this week and go to Eretz Yisrael. And you'll be zoyich to be standing on land that Moshe Rabbeinu never stood on. What a schus. What a schus. You should recognize this schus. It's an amazing schus you're going to have. So Siv Shalom says, such an amazing idea. And Siv Shalom says, what was Pshat? How could Moshe Rabbeinu have hit the rock? So based on Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Parshas Veschanon, the Or HaChaim here says in Perek Gimel Pasuk Chaf Hei, it's based on the Gemara and Sota, really, Daf Tes. Listen to these words. If Moshe would have built the Beis HaMikdash, Amru Zal, Chazal says, no other nation, none of our enemies, not Nebuchadnezzar, not Titus, nobody would have been able to rule over it. Meaning it never would have been destroyed. And what would have that caused? As we know from Chazal, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed our enemies to destroy Beis HaMikdash, it was because really he wanted to destroy us. And he let a Hamas, his anger on what? On the building. But if the building wouldn't have been able to have been destroyed, Klal Yisrael would have been destroyed. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have entered Eretz Yisrael, what would have happened? Eventually it would have been the downfall of Klal Yisrael. Because he would have built the Beis HaMikdash, it couldn't be destroyed, and we would have been destroyed. Moshe Rabbeinu unconsciously understood this, and Tziva Shalom explains. You can look at Tziva Shalom brings this down in Parshas Bereishis on his pizza on Chet Adama. He says Moshe Rabbeinu's guf was so kadosh, his body was so kadosh, that unconsciously it understood that Rabbeinu Shalom wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to sin so that he could be punished and not enter Eretz Yisrael, so that he won't build the Beis HaMikdash, so that there could be a Beis HaMikdash built that could be destroyed and save Klal Yisrael. It was all on our behalf. And his body was so kadosh, even above his thought process, knew what the Rabban Shalom wanted from him. Because he was mekadesh his guf in such a way. Tzadikim could reach such a level. Tziv Shalom brings an example. But Avraham Avinu similarly. So each and every one of us, this is what we have to learn, Zayis Chukas HaTorah. That I want to be a kadosh dikiyir. I want to be a tzadik. I want to be someone who doesn't have tumah. And what is Tumah? Tumah is the absence of the Neshama, the absence of Kedusha, of Ruchnius. Yes, we all have the Neshama within us. But is that Neshama completely covered by Gashmius? Is that Neshama completely so deep that we need to come to the Rambam of Kaifin Hachayim Aroitzani, Hamevin Yavin? Is it so deep down inside there? Or is a neshama of mamish on our chitzonis? We're living with a neshama, and therefore kivrei tzaddikim ein matamim. Am I that tzaddik that doesn't bring tumah in the world? The only way, then, now we understand the connection later. Zayis chukas haTorah is to understand this comment. And how do you get there? How do you get to such a level? Zayis haTorah adam ki yamas ba'ol ein divrei Torah miskayim el shemim meimitatzmo alav. The only way you can get there is the following. Listen, Chevra Mamish, listen to this. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Samach Gimel, teaches us, Zoyis HaTorah Adam Kiyamat Ba'ol, Ein Divrei Torah Miskayim El Mishmei Matatz Ba'olah. Which on the surface sounds very strange. I could only have a Kiyamat in Torah, fulfillment in Torah, if I kill myself over it? Meaning what? We have to reach a level in this world where I kill myself, meaning I have no goof, I have no body, I have no connection to Gashmir, so I'm cold, cool like Kedusha through Torah. And I reach a level of Tahara, Mamish. I reach a level like a tzaddik, a kivri, a tzaddik, a meinam etamim. Because I'm meim et atzmo. My atzmius, my physical desires and taivas are dead, they don't exist. I'm cool of Kaddish, I'm cool of Neshama. And I'll throw through my deep, deep connection to Torah. Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Hele Tzaddik, he was told at the end of his life that if he keeps learning with such intensity, with such a smasmada, he may die from it. He mamish, the doctor, they told him he might die from the learning of intensity at the end of his life. He couldn't handle it. He was weak. So he said, if I continue, I may die. But if I stop, I'll surely die. If he stops learning, if he's not connected to Kedusha, then you're dead. You're already walking dead man. You're already Kulo Tumah. We said over Chevra that was here for the Ne'ilah by Shavuos of Rav Gershom Lapidot, who was once sitting Shiva. And Rav Chaim Shmulevis Tzal came to pay a Shiva call, and he finds Rav Gershom Lapidot sitting Shiva, steiging over a Baba Kama. Everybody in this room knows you're not allowed to learn Baba Kama when you're an Aval. Torah is Misuku Mitzvash V'noyfe Sufim. Torah is so sweet, so wonderful, such Tanug. You're not allowed to learn Torah when you're an Aval. Just like we know this one's going to come low later, we shouldn't have to do it. But in years past, on Tisha B'Av, only particular parts of Torah we're allowed to learn. as we're in awful on Tisha B'Av. So B'chaim Shalevi says, what's going on? How could you learn? So I saw this story somewhere. He brought down, I don't know where the Yishalmi, but there's a Yishalmi that says, if someone's life is so connected and so dependent on Torah, it's not just Vad, it's also Oineg. But your life depends on the Torah. We're not going to tell you, it's Mamish Pikuach Nefesh not to learn. It's Mamish Pikuach Nefesh not to learn. We're not going to tell you you can't learn when you're an Avil. If you really feel that. If you understand that Torah is what gives us chias. Beli Torah, I'm dead. Because Beli Torah, I am not connected to my neshama, which is chelik alakami mal. And I'm left with all the tumah of Zayis Chukas HaTorah that's explaining to us. Because Torah is my only connection. To neshama is chelik alakami mal. Neshama is mamish part and parcel of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mamish part and parcel of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mamish connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But again, the neshama is covered over by the guf. So how do I feel that? How do I connect to that? I need a... The Torah also is... Torah is... Anoichi is... Ananafshi ksiva yahavis. Ananafshi ksiva yahavis. That I gave over myself in the Torah. The Torah incorporates, encompasses all of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So my only way to connect to my neshama is chelik al kamimal, and be connected to neshama and be Torah is only through Torah. Each and every one of us has to ask ourselves, and the choice goes one way or the other. Am I Tomei or am I Tahar? Am I Tomei or am I Tahar? I can't live in this middle world. There is no such thing. You ever meet them? I'm partially Tomei. You're fully Tomei. There's no, meaning, let me say, you go and you go to a cemetery and you touch a dead body. I only my hand is Tomei. Only I touch my hand. You're fully Tomei. There's no, you can't be half Tomei. So either you're Tomei or you're Tahar. There's nothing, Chati Tomo. Either you're Tameh or you're Tar. So in my life as well, either I'm Tar because I'm living as a neshama, and that is through the Torah that I learn that connects me to Hashem, or I'm Amish Tameh. You know, there's a Medrash, it's a Halakha Medrash. The Medrash says in this week's parasha, Amar Rav Yosi Bar Chanina, Remez Shekol HaParos Batelos, all the Paradumas we bottle. We don't have paraduma, even though every once in a while they find the red cow. Whatever, but we haven't had paraduma many, many years. I mean that we've actually used in it. V'shalcha kayames. The para of Moshe Rabbeinu will be kayames. What does it mean, para of Moshe Rabbeinu will be kayames? We have paraduma of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's kayames. What does that mean? The para of Moshe Rabbeinu is kayames. The Hilgamar V'shemes says, Moshe emes v'tzeras emes. You know what the paraduma of Moshe is? Not the paraduma, that first paraduma of Moshe. The paraduma is the Torah that he brought us. Meaning what? Paraduma comes in the Tahar, is purified someone who's Tomei. That we don't have anymore on a physical level. But the Torah, which is Metahar, each and every one of us, is Kayemes. The way that each and every one of us can be Metahar ourselves on a level, Kiparaduma, is through the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. I want to suggest it's not just it's Mataras. When I'm one with Torah, I'm one with my Hashama, I never even ever become Tomek. And that's Kibre Siddiqui Meir Matama. I can't even become Tomek. And that's the Avodah surely, if this is the first parish of Tamas. It's a Avodah for each and every one of us during these difficult months. When we could be falling into the state of Tuma, is to recognize I'm going to be Tar. I'm going to be Tar. Even in the Makom of Tuma. Even in a time of Tuma. How? Through Torah. Wherever I am. Wherever I am, I can be one with Torah. And then I can be one with my neshama. I want to, maybe that's pshat in the Gemara, the famous Gemara we know, Amah of Daretz, Shlo Baruch Hu Torah Tchila. Amah of Daretz, why is Churban Beis HaMikdash, the loss of Beis HaMikdash, thrown out of Eretz Yisrael into Mekoymes Shatuma? That we didn't say Birchas HaTorah. What's one of the brachas of Birchas HaTorah? La'asoik b'divrei Torah. To delve into Torah, to toil in Torah, to be meimit atmo alav. To be willing to be meimit atmo alav. We could be learning it, but we weren't meimit atmo alav. So shkoyach, I was living in both worlds. I was learning, but I was also involved in time. So I was tamei, even though I was learning. No Beis HaMikdash. I'm willing to mamish, be in it fully. I'm choosing to be tahor. That's what each and every one of them needs to do. It's one way or the other. You either live as a guf or you live as a neshama. You live as tumah, you live as tahira. It's not about where you are. It's about a way of life. It's a way of seeing life. It doesn't matter you're working in the office, you're in school, or your mom is sitting in a base medrash in Beit Meir over the summer. Where's your focus? What's my life? Is my life a life of Torah where I'm living out pi Torah and I'm a neshama who understands the situation I'm in and I'm going to be malit b'kedusha v'tahara and I'm going to be take the dole and turn it into a mimcha tilisani? Or I'm tuma and I'm a guf? Let me end with a little story. So as we said, this Monday night, we said we were all by the oil, right? So I was there, and I was in the makom. I have my makom kavua there as a kayin. I don't go in to the cemetery. Even if you want to hold kibir sadiqim in a matamim, the Rebbe is not at the edge, and you have to pass by all these matzevos and all these makomos of kavuros of those who are not necessarily. Maybe they are. Well, I don't know, but not that I know that it's a sadiqim. Well, the babichers claim they have that fence over there, but. I'm not gonna say anything. So I don't go in. I go from the back of the tent, and I dive in from that makom in the corner right before you go through the door, where you could see through the window and see the oil. I mean, it's good enough. So even by the yartzeit, that's where I dive in from always every year. Even though they try the security there, they try to not allow you to get even to that makom because they need the whole path, and because there are thousands and thousands of people there, which I understand, but I always explain to them, it's always like a thing, they look at me like I'm crazy, I explain I'm a priest, and I'm allowed to go in, they say, what are you talking about, everyone's going in, they didn't know what else said this, but eventually they let me say, I'm just going to go there, I'm not going to try to get past, okay. So I'm davening in that makom. And there's a security guard, there's first one security guard you got to get past, and then there's another security guard by the door. So he's standing there, and I'm davening. And first I was davening, Saint Tillim. I was davening for different people, davening for everyone. And then the whole commotion happened, and it was very loud, and I couldn't concentrate so well, so I just paid attention to it for a few minutes and listened to what went on, and then I went back to my tefillahs, but listen to what happened. So this security guard's standing there, and then another security guard comes. Were you here when this happened? I don't know. Another security guard comes. And he starts telling the security guard that's standing in front of me, you're not going to believe what just happened. Can't believe what just happened. Never saw anything like this in my life. This guy who came was like the guy in charge, the higher superior. He says, I never saw anything like this. And he's like, half of him, like he was saying in a way he was very upset about it, but was like excited to say it over also. It was an interesting, whatever. Umas Olam. So he tells him that they were outside, and right in front of the main building over there, like near the street. And there's a lot of, it's Balagan. Those of us who, we were all there, so we know. So it's a very big Balagan, and there are thousands of people, and all different things, and the police, and this. And suddenly, there's a Chifetz Chashud. Now, he didn't say Chifetz Chashud. He said, I don't know what he said. He said, there was a suspicious box. Chifetz Chashud. Suspicious box. Just a one box in the middle. Nobody knew who it was. So the guy says how he saw this. He starts getting everybody out of the way, making everyone go 20, 30 feet away from it. Chayfetz Chashud. And he's clearing, and people are listening. Suddenly he says, a man runs out of nowhere, jumps on top of the box, and rips it open. As the security tries screaming, he rips it open. And shows inside are a bunch, he said, they're a bunch of pamphlets. They were kuntrasim of the Rebbe that they put out for Gimel Tamas. And the guy who jumps it, the security guard runs over to him and says, what are you doing? I told him, this yid starts screaming, security guard, go do what you're supposed to be doing. These are holy books. If you could read, it says it on the box. These are like all the other boxes. This is exactly what it is. That's what I'm trying to show you. The security guard very angry at him, how he could do such a thing. And they were screaming at each other, apparently. And then he told him to get out of the way. And he came to tell the story, how crazy people are. He couldn't believe he saw such a thing in his whole life. That was basically the story. Then I went back to my tefillas, but later I was thinking about this. I was thinking about this ma'isa. And I'm not saying, by the way, l'ma'isa, by the way this was said over, again, I don't know exactly what happened, there's only hearsay, this is what I heard this guy say, who says it happens the way, surely the guy, we all know, the guy who jumped on this box was incorrect. Even though he probably, he was right what it was, he knew what it was, but there's a menschlich kai way to do this, and you have to show they're trying to help us out here, they're trying to protect us ultimately, and you have to go, you go over to him, and go over to Shkir Gar, say, and explain, and you know how to read Hebrew, and go, but you don't just jump on the box the way it sounds, like crazy scene, you can imagine. You know, if this was an Eretz Yisrael, they'd be shooting them already, who knows what it would be, but l'maisa, at the same time, he didn't do right. Don't get me wrong, I'm not coming to say he did right, he did wrong. It was an amazing thing to listen and understand how such worlds apart views of life people could have. And where this security guard is looking at that box, the way he looks at that box is mamish, perhaps it's going to blow up the world. And this yid, who knows exactly what it is, and has a understanding of Torah and Kedusha, knows this is just it's a box of Torah. And he wants to show that to him. Now again, he did it in the wrong way. I'm not coming to say, nah, don't get me wrong. But l'maisa was an amazing scene to see that two people in the same exact situation, the same place, could look at what was going on in complete polar opposite ways. Because one understands exactly what it really was, and he understood that there was Torah. Then one thought and had fears of the worst. So too in our lives, there are people in this world, in the same world that we live in the same places that we live, in the same communities, in the same shuls, in the same... And they look at the world, and what's important to them is mamish the farthest thing in the world from what should be. And important to them are green pieces of paper. And it's important to them that they have lavish lifestyles and beautiful cars and beautiful brand name suits. And this is all that life is about, showing and covered respect from others. And mamish, they look at the world. It's like they're looking at the world in the strangest of ways. Because they're living a life of tumah. They're living a life of guf. They're living a life void of ruchni, void of neshama. And then there are those of us that could be in the same world, in the same akaimus, in the same svivus, and understand that's not what this world is. This world is a world for kedusha, a world for tahara, a world for neshama. Pes Shem is Baruch, we should understand Zois Chukas HaTorah. You know what the law of the Torah is? You know what has to be etched on our heart as the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal taught us? To understand the difference between Tumah and Tahara. To always know what is Tumah and what is Tahara. And the only way to do it is Ki Ner Mitzvah Torah Or. To the Heilige Torah, to be Meimit Atmola, to get rid of all that's fake in this world and only connect to Torah and Ruchnius, and that's Chos B'Zoiche, to take all the dull of the month of Tammuz and Av and flip it to Arimucha Hashem, Kidul Sani. Amen.